Welcome to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. As the fastest runners, highest jumpers, and strongest throwers in Iowa begin their 2025 journey to the famous Blue Oval this May, Pella High School finds itself once again in the center of that discussion, with high expectations yet again brewing. This season, the Dutch girls are riding that wave to the top of Class 3A with a once-in-a-generation athlete at the helm. There have been a lot of good, even great athletes who have donned green and white over the years in the Tulip City, but few, if any, across all sports have done what Marissa Farabee is doing now.
And your champion, she defended her title. She set a new meet record, the all-time best ever run in Iowa on any course, the all-time best ever run at the state meet, running 1630.9. A junior from Pella, Marissa Farabee.
The junior is coming off of the greatest cross-country season in Iowa high school history, demolishing all previous records and ending her 5K circuit among the best in the country, earning All-American status before the end of 2024. Now, the oval is the next target of the sensational Marissa Farabee, who is taking all of this newfound attention in stride.
Especially over Christmas break, it was kind of fun to go back and see family and just realize the, you know, how lucky I am to be able to give to have this opportunity and how, you know, not everyone gets this. So I think going back and seeing family kind of helped it all sink in because everyone is just so incredibly proud, so incredibly cognizant of all the work I put in and how that all accumulated out in Portland.
The road to the top of high school distance running started in North Dakota for Marissa before she moved to Pella as an elementary student.
So I was born in North Dakota in a suburb of Fargo, and I lived there for a couple of years, maybe 3 or 4, and then we moved to Ohio in a suburb of Dayton, and that's where my sister was born, and we only lived there for a couple of years. And then we moved to Pella the summer of my second grade year, so we've been here for almost, it'll be 10 years this summer. So I really don't remember a lot from other places, but just, I think Pella's great in all of them. Like, where we lived wasn't the safest, so I wasn't allowed to go, you know, go outside and play, and my schools weren't the best, so I think coming to Pella was really a blessing. My parents never really planned on staying here for this long. We kind of, it was more of a stepping stone to get back closer to family, which all of up in North Dakota, just because it's not the most fun being so far away from them. It's a 12-hour drive from here, and it was even farther from Ohio, so it's kind of a long haul whenever we want to go back, but I think we found a really great community with Pella schools, athletics. You know, the community really values everyone, and I think that's why, you know, we've chosen to stay here, and I'm really glad that we've stayed here.
Oftentimes, the signs are a bit more obvious when a talent of Farabee's caliber rises through the ranks. In 2021, Marissa was fourth place on her own team at the 28th Annual Middle School Cross Country Championships, placing 10th in that field. It was her first true season of competitive racing. And while running has been a part of her life for some time, the magnitude of what she could accomplish didn't become as obvious until recently.
So I started with the classic soccer to running background. I played soccer starting when I was like 4 or 6 back in when we lived in Ohio. And I kind of just stuck with that all throughout, you know, elementary school, middle school. But it was around maybe 6th grade. My mom took me on my first run. We did the Compton together. And so I kind of, that was the first time I beat her, and I out-sprinted her at the end, and I kind of was just like, oh, I'm kind of, like, okay at this. Like, I can beat my mom. Because back then, she ran a lot. She did, like, half marathons and stuff. So my mom did run a little bit. My dad, he won't be ashamed of me. He was more of a basketball player. He doesn't like to run. So he'll listen to this and know this. But I would say that Compton Classic, I think it was 6th grade year. No, it was 5th grade year. It was before COVID. Was when I first started kind of running, and then I kind of just ran off and on, like, for fun. It wasn't really something I enjoyed. It was kind of, you know, running. When COVID hit, I started running a little bit more just because we had more time on our hands. And then I didn't join, like, running sports in middle school until 8th grade. I did cross country and then track. And I wasn't good, but, like, as a team we were good. We won middle school cross my 8th grade year, which, like, it's pretty impressive, but also not because there's not as many teams and stuff. And then when track, I didn't have speed. I just did it for fun. I think I ran, like, a 3:800, which is, like, not fast, but I felt fast when I was in 8th grade. And then my summer of my freshman year, I kind of just started going to the summer runs with the high school, and JC Trine just kind of took me under her wing, and we ran together almost every day, and we weren't doing workouts. I would just run, and somehow that translated into me being fast my freshman year. I remember after I ran the 4K at Cedar Rapids Prairie, Lord Hammond was like, I think you'll be good. He was like, this is the time I think you can run, and it was like sub 19, and I was like, no, like, I'm not that fast. But it happened, and he predicted it, and then kind of just caught the running bug, I could say. And there's nothing special that makes me fast. It's just a lot of hard work, perseverance, consistency. But, yeah, I didn't do anything crazy to get fast, so I just kind of stuck with it.
Even when Marissa placed in the top 10 of the state cross country meet as a freshman, the signs didn't point to her shattering the same record broken in that same race by frontrunner Peyton Noe just 2 years later. Persistence has been key, and the real breakthrough came in the winter of 2023-24 after winning the 3A individual title and guiding the team to the top of the Class 3A mountain along the way for a second consecutive season.
Yeah, I was really small my freshman year cross country and track. I think it was like maybe 5 foot, not even. And then going into my sophomore year summer, I kind of just grew a ton, and kind of to the height I am now, I grew like 5 inches in like a year or a year and a half. So it's kind of a lot, especially if you're, you know, running 40 miles a week, I think, as I was at that time. So I kind of just started getting an ache and pain in my calf and shin, and it would rotate between them, and I couldn't really put a pin in what it was. No one could really help me. It wasn't a stress fracture, so I was lucky there, but I couldn't really do anything about it besides not run. So that was a really frustrating cross season, and I was stuck on the bike and not doing some races. I still ended up having a great season, finishing it out at state. You know, we won as a team, I won as an individual, but I didn't have the time drop that I think if I would have, you know, kept going another month, or if I wouldn't have had that, I would have had. I think it was only like a 20-second PR. So now coming back into this season, I had a, you know, a 2-minute time drop, but I think it would have been more like a minute last year, a minute this year, if I would have had, you know, the success or the time to put in that work in the races to, you know, show that. And then I think you can see that with track too, because my times dropped pretty significantly. And then just overall with my stride, like, I've just felt stronger running, like, more confident, more strong, more sure in my stride. I think that just comes with time and experience, but also with, you know, becoming stronger physically.
And since then, it's been a historic run, to say the least. Marissa started shattering previously low school records on the track last spring, pushing toward top three finishes at the Drake Relays, and culminating with 2 titles on the track last May.
So you and I hit the blue standard for the 3K and 1500 in both my first races my sophomore year, which is quite, it's very different than my freshman year, because I just barely hit, I just barely qualified for the 3K Drake. I think I was like the last person in by time qualification, and it took me months to get there. But at UNI, it was me and Addie during camp. Addie, she was the greatest runner last year. She was number one last year, and she ran ahead of me. And she hit the blue standard, and I was behind her a little bit, and I hit the blue standard. And if I believe it was 10:15, and I think I ran 10:12. And when I looked at that clock afterwards, I had no idea what I was running. I was just kind of running for fun, kind of just go out there, try. And when I hit that blue standard, I looked at the clock after, that was probably one of the happiest moments I've ever had with running, because I did not expect that. And I think I ran and found my dad and, like, completely jumped all over him, and he was like, oh, okay, calm down. And then Coach Cutler, same reaction, like, I was just so overjoyed. And then I had another race that day. It was 800, and I think I gassed myself in the 3K, and that wasn't my greatest race. But then we went to DCG a couple weeks later, and I hit that 1500 blue standard, and that was pretty fun, because then I was like, oh, I've already, like, qualified for Drake in 2 events, and I couldn't do that the year before. So that was kind of when I started knowing I was doing pretty good, and this year I'm hoping to do the same thing, you know, hit it both times.
She came in with a best of 10:03. She's putting that to bed. And Farabee, an outstanding effort for the sophomore. 9:48.05. Not only does she break 10 flat, but she moves to number 15 all-time, Marissa Farabee Appella.
Once this past fall season came into view, a historic journey was in the forecast to follow. Marissa Farabee has felt a bit of the weight on her shoulders increase during her climb to the top of Iowa distance running, especially after she started finding several course records attainable and very much breakable. It was at Iowa State University that the junior found an even bigger prize in sight, Peyton Noe, who 2 years prior, and with the 9th grade version of Marissa on the course, broke Iowa's all-time 5K record.
Boy, Marissa, good job.
With those times dropping and more medals around her neck than she can even count, Farabee found the pressure ramping up a bit. But Marissa says as the attention is growing, it's her mom and dad who are keeping her a bit closer to earth.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I would say my parents probably keep me really grounded and bring me back to reality a little bit. Because it can be a lot at sometimes. There's a lot of attention, a lot of requests, a lot of, you know, opportunities that we could take. But at the end of the day, I'm just me. I'm the same person I was, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. I just run faster. And one example of this is the Johnston girls who I went out to NXN with. They just had so many questions and peppered me with questions. And I was like, at the end of the day, I'm just like you guys. Like, I eat, sleep, drink, run, like, and I'm not really doing anything different than you are. I'm just, I can run faster. So I think just knowing that, like, I don't do anything crazy. I'm not anything different than anyone else. I just run faster.
And to the outside eye, this all looks really easy. Marissa's been winning races by several minutes in some instances, and on the track has lapped several girls over the course of the last few seasons. However, she says it's not all that's cracked up to be.
Yeah, I've been told a lot of time that it doesn't look like I'm trying, and Kanan gets us a lot too, just the way he runs, the way we run, that we don't look like we're trying, we don't look like we're hurting, but I think if you get to know us and you know our running and see us easy run versus racing, Coach Cutler's like, yeah, I know when you're hurting, like, he could tell NXR that I was hurting just based off my, like, facial cues and tics. Even when the announcers and live stream, like, she's not even trying, and I'm like, bro, I was dying then. But I don't know if the crossing the finish line, the smile was more so because of the times or just that I'm, you know, happy to be done, that the race is over.
And of course, it takes a large amount of work for any Iowa high school track and field athlete or cross country runner to feel their best every single race day. Farabee says it's been a challenge to keep herself aligned, especially as the times have started to get lower and lower.
Personally, I know, like, when my hip starts acting up, that there's a certain PT exercises I had to do. My freshman year, my hip just started acting up and I didn't do them. And then I was out for a little bit and, you know, had to go to PT more extensively. But now I have those exercises in my toolbox to do. Good shoes, making sure your shoes are being rotated in and out so that you're not putting so many miles on them. But ultimately, it comes down to knowing your body and taking care of it, rolling out, stretching, ice bath, hot tubbing, stretching again, your nutrition, especially your sleep. Try and get 8 hours of sleep every night, which is, you know, might seem like a lot for a high schooler, but I think that's really one of the keys to keeping injury free. If you ask, you know, the elite marathoners, elite runners, how much they sleep at night, they'll probably say 9-10 hours, because that's where you're getting your most recovery is when you sleep. So just making sure you're not only pushing yourself in workouts, but pushing yourself in recovery is how you really stay injury free.
Eight. 34-3 at the bell, 82 flat on that last lap.
The payoff has come into focus, as following her journey to winning the Nike Heartland Regional Qualifier just after claiming her second consecutive individual cross-country title, Marissa joined the elite of the nation in Oregon at the Nike Cross Nationals. While Marissa has been able to dominate the field of athletes in Iowa and stay ahead of her peers in the Midwest, the national scene presents a new challenge, one Farabee has been embracing with a lot of self-belief.
I would say my biggest tool maybe is confidence. I told that starting line at NXR with confidence. That's what I do in track. That was kind of what I always told Ruth and Reagan, was toe the line with confidence and you'll put out your best race. So starting NXR, I was confident. I told myself I was going to win, and I had spent the day just before visualizing myself crossing the finish line first. And I like to visualize the clock. What the clock is going to say when I cross the finish line too, and I'm usually pretty good at predicting my time, kind of. I know how my body works, and I know how my body feels on most days, so I told the line with confidence. I raced with confidence. The first mile was definitely a little bit nerve-wracking, just because they stuck with me, and I'm not used to that, you know, past maybe 800, but if you would ask the other girls there, they would say at some point I sped up and kind of dropped them, which I don't feel that way. I feel like they just dropped back, but maybe I did speed up around the mile mark and kind of never looked back. You know, Ruby gave me a little bit of a chase, but I kept a healthy distance on her the entire race, and yeah, ended up the way I kind of visualized it.
And ladies and gentlemen, your 3A girls team champions. They recorded the lowest score in state meet history since going to four classes and scoring five in 2003 with 23 points. The Little Dutch of Pella and Coach Doug of Cutler.
As Marissa surges to a spot among the best high school distance runners in the country, she does so as her own team reaches new heights as well. Pella has had a strong program among Iowa's best, with more than a dozen state appearances prior to the current three-peat dynasty. Some of the best names in program history went on to have great college success. But now, all of their records aren't just being shattered by the one at the top. Farabee says it's been key to bring her teammates along for the ride with her as well.
We show up every day. We run the miles. This year especially, we started running more miles. You know, our workouts were harder. And I think that's something my freshman year that we didn't expect. I mean, Lizzie and I came in and we just kind of joined this team and we got good. But now I think we've started really developing a history that's going to, you know, continue on, a legacy that's going to continue on. And it all started with Tess and Caroline, and Caroline made it possible with her, you know, school record of, I think it was like 1920 or something like that. She started it, but, you know, we're just kind of glad to be along the journey and set the new standard, because there's going to be girls coming up that are, they're going to come and blow away whatever we did. And I just can't be wait. I can't wait to see that and cheer them on.
And Marissa's having to play a balancing act in a way. She clearly enjoys and respects her teammates. But a big part of what she credits her progress for has been joining a club. Accelerate Performance Lab became an attractive prospect for Marissa as part of the process of building speed, and it was hard to see the results the program has had for the likes of Ainsley Erzin, Peyton Noe, and Addie Dorenkamp, all who have helped set up Iowa for the national stage that Farabee now occupies. The choice didn't come easy, especially with the respect Marissa has had for head coach Doug Cutler and his staff here in Pella, but she began to work with Ben Tylus up at Accelerate.
Yeah, so I started training with Ben in the offseason after my freshman year, so I did it sophomore winter, and then last summer, and that's when I really kind of saw the jump was, I think, to make myself successful, I have to be working with Ben, and I can't take, you know, those 4 months off. He has to stay connected with my journey, and that's a conversation Ben and I had, and conversation I had with myself, reflecting on what I wanted for the season, and with my parents. So we decided that, you know, we had to sit down with Coach Cutler and make that choice, and I was nervous with the conversation. It was going to be a hard conversation. I knew it, just because previously it had been a team standard that you couldn't have, and I think a Pella rule that you can't have outside coaches during season, and Ben technically is an outside coach, but we kind of viewed it as Cutler's my main coach, and Ben was more of a contributor, which I would still consider him my coach. Right now, he is my coach, and Cutler, of course, is always going to be my coach, but Ben can provide me with things that Cutler can't always can, and Cutler can provide me with things that Ben can't always can. So it's kind of a balance, and I think I found the two best coaches in the state, and allowing them to work together seamlessly not only benefited me, but this season it really benefited the team. Cutler would apply what Ben was doing with me to, you know, the whole team, and I think that's, I'm going to contribute that to some of the jumps that you saw, but there used to be some tension between it, but I'm kind of would consider myself the catalyst that kind of helped them spark the relationship, and I think that both of them are really glad that this has happened, because it's opened a lot of doors for other people, and I've heard from a lot of other girls on, and even boys on other teams throughout the state, that like their coaches didn't really see Accelerate as an option and wouldn't let them train with them in the season or even out of season, but now because of what I did and what Cutler did, they're, you know, allowing them to do that more so and seeing success, because running is difficult and it takes a lot. There's a lot of perspective you can do, and Ben can provide us with great resources, and Cutler can provide us with great resources. So, you know, the best of both worlds, and I think that's what we saw last season, and it's kind of what I contribute to my success.
Well, we were blown away by the performance by Marissa Farabee in the Heartland region. She was the regional champion, but she brings in another strong group here.
The results, again, between both worlds seem to speak for themselves, and striking that balance seems to have a huge opportunity lying ahead for Farabee. With all of the success that has already come, and what's surely lying next, Marissa is trying to keep herself at the ground level, knowing the road ahead requires the toughest work and the help of those around her.
Yeah, the word I use the most when I'm asked this question or a variety of the question is I'm blessed. This isn't something I ever imagined for myself, and something, honestly, I don't really deserve, but God has placed me in this position and with these abilities, and I'm going to do my best to use them and, you know, spread that into others and bring good onto others. And I think that's something that I'm really tried to do, especially lately, with not putting the focus so much on myself but with others. And at times that's really hard. My family makes a lot of sacrifices, my friends make a lot of sacrifices, my teammates make a lot of sacrifices for me, so just trying to get back to them and knowing that, you know, not everyone gets this experience, so I'm gonna, you know, live it out to the best of my ability and be grateful while I'm at it.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, in this look at Marissa Farabee, I'm Andrew Schneider.